Well, you know, we saw years of frozen budgets and neglect by previous governments. And I can tell you, as someone that's advocated on behalf of the hospitals, 4 years, it's been a real problem. But we've seen a real rebound under Doug Ford and the PCs, getting that healthcare system back in shape. And of course, locally, we're worried about service cuts and whether or not we'd even see new hospitals. So I'm glad to see that the government and has invested billions, frankly, to ramp up hospital beds and support and recruit more frontline healthcare workers, getting it done, providing Ontario nurses with a retention bonus of up to $5,000, and making that wage increase permanent for more than 158,000 personal support workers. Also, $40 billion to fund more than 50 hospital projects, including those incredibly important ones right here in Parry Sound, Muskoka, and Bracebridge and Huntsville that will be part of 3,000 new beds over the next 10 years. So we're working hard with long-term care as well, getting it done there. More than 31,000 new beds, 28,000 upgraded beds in the works. Previous governments had ignored that. And also, we're investing $5 billion to hire more than 27,000 long-term care staff over the next 4 years because we want to ensure that residents receive, on average, that 4 hours of direct care every day.